India summoned the Swiss envoy and expressed displeasure on the anti-India posters in front of the UN building in Geneva, as revealed by the sources. Secretary, West, in the Ministry of External Affairs, MA, Sanjay Verma, called in Swiss Ambassador Ralph Heckner to India and raised the issue of unfounded and malicious anti-India posters in Geneva. Heckner said, the embassy has conveyed India's concerns to Bern with all the seriousness it deserves. As India raised its concerns with Switzerland, the Swiss envoy said that the Swiss government does not endorse the anti-India posters in Geneva. The envoy further elucidated that the posters in Geneva are part of the space provided to all but in no way advocate the claims nor reflect the position of the Swiss government, the sources added. It is learned that similar posters were put up during sessions of the UN Human Rights Council, UNHRC. They have conveniently taken a reverse course and have become harsh on India in the name of being accommodative of all views and opinions. In an inexcusable act, UN headquarters, to appear inclusive, has provided space to miscreants whose agenda is to disturb the social harmony of India. A video has gone viral on social media showcasing an Indian student exposing the anti-India propaganda by revealing several posters claiming that women and minorities in India are treated like slaves, among other hateful things. As per the report, one of the posters read, Indian Christians are facing state-sponsored terrorism, while another claims that women are treated as slaves in the country. Several posters focused on Indian Christians and claimed that churches are being burnt in the country. Other talks about child marriages and how India allegedly violates child rights. In all its anti-Indian sentiments, this seems to be a new toolkit to malign India's image. This is not the first time that the seeds of hatred have been sown, targeting the social fabric of Indian society. The West, especially Europe, needs to check its backyard once, facing the massive problem of radicalization and a dramatic change in its demography. How safe then is their geography now? However, this is not the time for blame games but for taking account of such appalling incidents quite seriously. This is not some petty and immature prank but a vendetta played by anti-Indian elements. The equations have changed in global affairs, and so have the ways of attacking other countries. Battle of narratives and words have become the weapons. Manipulative games are played to polarize and fragment societies and target faiths and vulnerable communities. India must be extremely alert and monitor such brainwashing and spreading of misinformation regarding its diverse and vibrant society. This is just the beginning. Recent hypocrisies have suddenly increased via various channels, promoting the message that India's political leadership is anti-minority. The nexus is well built and deeply penetrated. Social media and misinformation about how India adapts and resolves such sensitive issues are challenging in the digital age. Many have already pointed out that this is all an elaborative pre-planned web of lies for India's election in 2024.